Unit 14. Going sightseeing in the USA. Dialogue. So, do you have any plans for reading week?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm going to do some sightseeing in the States. I think that it is important that I visit the States when I am living right next door.
Great idea. There's so much to see.
Oh, do you have any recommendations?
Yeah. If I were you, I'd visit New York and Boston.
Go on.
Well, there's so much to see and do in both cities that you won't have time to go to other cities. I mean, if you were going for 1 month, then you could see Chicago and maybe even L.A., but...
So what do you think I should do in New York?
It's too bad that Reading Week is in the winter. I mean, if it were in the summer, then you could do all kinds of outdoor activities like having a picnic in Central Park. Because you'll go in winter, I recommend that you do mostly indoor activities, such as going to the Museum of Modern Art, the Guggenheim, and the Empire State Building.
That sounds great. What about in Boston?
That's easy. If I were going to Boston, I would gorge myself on fresh seafood.
Really?
Yeah, Boston has some of the best crab, lobsters, and oysters in the States, and it's all very affordable. It's essential that you try these local delicacies.
I love seafood, so that sounds wonderful.
Also, if I were you, I would go on the Samuel Adams Brewery Tour.
The what?
Samuel Adams is a brewery in Boston. They make a huge variety of different types of beer. The tour shows you the beer-making process and gives you generous samples of free beer.
That sounds good, but is there more to Boston than just eating and drinking?
Oh my goodness, yes. Boston is the home of several famous pro sports teams, including the Boston Bruins hockey team, the Boston Celtics basketball team, and of course the Boston Red Sox baseball team. Not only that, but Boston is full of historical sites, such as Boston Harbor, where the Boston Tea Party took place, and Bunker Hill, the location of one of the most significant battles of the American Revolution.
Thanks, Howard. New York and Boston sound like great destinations.